The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
I bring to you a message from our evil robot overlord. He commands you to listen now to Matt and Maria on 46 and 2. Oh, did I say evil? I meant to say quite lovely.
Oh, g'day, Maddie. How are you?
I'm all right, Maria. How are you doing?
That's our new start to the show. I love it. Sounds great.
The robot overlord has got a new assistant, and yeah, he's, you know.
I love it.
Not evil, quite lovely.
Quite lovely.
Hey, thanks for joining us. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM.
Thanks to Biggs Music Works in Hardy Street, Nelson.
Yeah. Now, no matter how you're joining us, you could be streaming us, you could be listening live on the FM frequencies across Te Tau Ihu, the top of the south. However you're joining us this evening, thanks. We really do appreciate it. Now, this is the new sort of look, sound to the show, where instead of playing a song that you might hate and you immediately switch off, hopefully we can say something brilliant that just makes you think, hey, I like them.
Well, I was going to say, now you listen to our new intro, you listen to us talking, and then you hate the song that we play and turn off. No, you don't.
Damn,
turn
well,
off.
That don't is, turn off. That is a possibility.
Hey, Matt, I've got some claimers coming up in a little bit.
Did you know? Really? Yes.
Yeah, did you know that they've put out a video to their song Shallow? Which I think is the single to their new album that's coming up. I think that's what I read, but like I said last week, I could be totally making that up, so I'll check that out.
No, I think you're absolutely spot on with that one, so yeah, good. All right, let's talk about what's coming up in the show. We play a bunch of sort of rockish music thereabouts. Tonight I've got maybe a bit of Soundgarden coming up. A long song, which is by a band called The Porcupine Tree. Oh, Maria, you didn't roll your eyes, Maria.
Roll my eyes, Porcupine Tree. Mm.
Okay, the Dark Horse Collective as well. And, yeah, obviously some Claymus. Thanks, Maria, that's cool.
That's okay.
Cool, now I've been knocking off my top 12 Gotta Buy albums. I think last week I was very happy to have scored Pantera. I think we talked about that. It's awesome. Anyway, I'm going to play another song off one of the albums I'm yet to get. I think there's about two on the list that I haven't got yet. Killing Is My Business by Megadeth and Too Fast for Love by Motley Crue. I think this is a good starting song. This is the title track to Motley Crue's album, Too Fast for Love. Yeah, funnily enough, it's called Too Fast for Love.
Hey!
order of our evil robot overlord. This is 46-2, thanks to the humans at Beggs Music Works, Hardy Street Nelson.
That is a bit of Soundgarden from 1989, album called Louder Than Love. It was their second album, well before they found sort of fame and fortune with the whole Seattle grunge movement.
formed in 1984.
84.
I know, isn't that a little bit crazy? You know, they went for quite a few years. You know, they went for a decade and a little bit, and then they separated for a few years and only lasted, eight years or something. Then they split up again. So they've had this lot of disbandment and coming back in, but they are still active.
Who are? Soundgarden.
Aren't they?
Their lead singer, unfortunately, took his own life, so maybe they're doing something without him. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Could be. I don't know. Pure speculation either way on my part, because I do not come informed with information. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thank you for joining us this Friday evening. If you are listening live, it's around about 13 minutes past 7 now.
Okay, this is what I found.
Oh, okay, all right, hang on. All right.
On April 17th, 2023, it was officially revealed that 7 final recordings with Chris Cornell would be released after the dispute between the members and Vicky Cornell had ended.
Okay, so cool. All right, well, that's good to know, because, man, what a voice Mr. Chris Cornell had. I do wish I'd seen him when he did his solo tour. But anyway, now, you may be able to hear a buttload of sound in the background. It's kind of a bit of a drone from here. Food Truck Friday is happening at Founders Park. The studio is not anywhere near as soundproof as it should be, so there is a bit of residual noise. There's a chimichanga truck parked right outside our window, making me feel rather hungry. Anyway, we're going to...
refried beans and cheese. They've got, what does it say?
Cooked meats.
Slow cooked. Mates.
Mixed rice deep fried in a tortilla. Yeah.
And chimichanga. Yum, yum.
All right.
Anyway, I'm going to take a photo of what we can see out of window. I'm going to put it up on our Facebook page.
Oh, yes, we do have a Facebook page with the old man's social media.
Yeah.
46 and 2 show, is that right?
46 and 2 show. I think that's what it is. God, it really is.
I haven't looked at...
Oh, just look it up. You'll find us.
Anyway, 46 and 2 through freshfm.net. If you want to find out more, get previous shows, etc. Okay, going to play something from an album now called Polyanthroponomia. Woo. Polyanthroponomia. Yeah, that's right. I got it right. It's a band called the Dark Horse Collective. I only discovered these guys earlier this year. Later last year. And I got to say, they made me feel kind of funny. So I'm going to play some now. Still to come on 46 and 2. This is the Forward Tease, Maria. Got a bit of live ZZ Top from Yonks back. Also a bit of Pearl Jam. They've released a new single. And as you mentioned, some Claymus on the way too.
In a little bit.
But right now, here is the Dark Horse Collective with a song called Certified. don't know about you, Maria, but I am hearing a little bit of a Polyphia vibe towards the end of the big subs, the 808s, I think they are, the big...
I absolutely did, and if I didn't know any better, I may have thought that it was.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
That little endy bit kind of was Polyphiac.
Polyphia. Now, the park is getting really busy, Food Truck Friday. I've got some friends out the window there that I'm going to wave to and say, hi. Oh, they're not waving back. They're all kind of shy. Hi, there they are. They're waving back. So I've got some little friends from Henley School out there. Their mum is on the loaded fries little food truck.
Ah.
So it's free entry. There is music and you can hear the band playing from the cafe. Anyway. In the background, distracted. Anyway,
yeah. So you've got some new music.
Oh well, I do. It's from a Kiwi band that we saw at the end of the year up in Wellington. There was 4 or 5 bands playing at what was it called, Matt? What's that bar called? The San Francisco Bar. Four or five bands, all Kiwi bands. Klamis was one of them. It's the first time we've heard Klamis. It was the first time we heard Klamis.
So what happened was I discovered a band called Pull Down the Sun. Then I discovered they were playing in Nelson. Saw them in Nelson. We booked tickets to go to Wellington, had a look at what was happening in Wellington, and Pull Down the Sun were playing with 3 other Kiwi bands, and one of them was Klamis.
There you go. I'm distracted by what's happening outside, actually. And I just happened to be, I don't know, reading up on some stuff and see that Klamis have released their single to their first... Oh, no, they've released the first single to an EP that is coming up called Mercial... Mercial, I think it's called.
You're telling the story.
Mercurial, Mercial. Anyway, the track is called Shallow. And they say about the track, we tried a whole heap of new things while writing and recording, and we think it really shows in this song. So going to my friends from Henley School, out the window there. Here's a song for you guys. It's called Shallow from the Kiwi band Klamis. We'll be right back.
that is the Claymus I love.
Ooh, three-piece prog metal ensemble from Wellington, New Zealand, with their single Shallow off of their up-and-coming EP, Mercurial.
Yes, and Mercurial, the definition is either containing the element mercury or subject to sudden and unpredictable changes of mood or mind. Now, when we saw Claymus, I was talking before they went on to the guys out of Pull Down the Sun,
mm-hmm.
and they were saying, we couldn't play after these guys, they're too good.
Too good.
And they are. They are stellar musicians, I've got to say.
Do go see them. If they come to your town, do go see them. Support them. Support.
Yeah, I rock one of their T-shirts very proudly around the place. So, yeah. And Claymus, Claemus. Do check them out. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thank you very much for joining us this Friday night, Friday the 16th of
February.
February's almost cut.
I know.
Summer's on the run. You could use that lyric in a... You could write something about boys, boys of... It could be about summer, boys of... Yeah, man. Okay, it's time for a feature that we usually often sometimes play called...
Oh, it's the long song.
It is the long song.
And some of them seem to go on longer than others. <I've played laughs> Maybe like this one.
Played a few doozies, yeah, ones that Maria doesn't particularly like. Now, there is a band called Porcupine Tree. And Porcupine Tree are fronted by a guy called Steve Wilson. I guess it is his project. I guess he's like a dude. Who, let's have a look, was an English rock band formed by musician Stephen Wilson in 1987. The thing with Steve Wilson is he looks like he's in his 20s. It's crazy. He's a producer. He does a whole lot of work. There's lots of stuff he's been remastering lately too, I've got to say. I saw an album the other day that had the remastering treatment by Steve Wilson. But he's worked a bit with Opeth, which is where I first heard of him. And that's why I think, picked up my first Porcupine Tree album, because it might have had a sticker on it saying something about Opeth. And I was like, This is interesting. So, here we go. The long song for this evening off an album called Dead Wing by Porcupine Tree. This is, again, the title track. It's pushing nearly 10 minutes, this one. That works as a long song, I think. Here we go. Bit of Dead Wing. Thank you. Go. Now that band started off as a bit of a musical in-joke. Stephen Wilson and another dude decided to make a legendary band. They were a sort of a band from the 70s, and they made up a whole lot of music to give them a backstory, including that they met at some festival and they'd been in and out of prison and all this sort of stuff. And so it was a bit of a joke. And then I guess they thought, hang on, what we're coming up with here kind of works, so let's do it. So anyway, that was from the Dead Wing album. He's got about a a heck of a he's got a lot of music. I think that album might have come out in about 2004, but there's heaps. Anyway, Porcupine Tree, I do like them. Maria, not so sold.
Maria, not so much. I'm really not into that kind of pretty stuff.
Pretty stuff.
Even though I appreciate the musicianship.
Right.
Geez, that's a big long word. AMAP, that's a big long word.
All right.
Not my thing. Just speaking of, well, we weren't really speaking, but Pearl Jam have announced they're coming to a one-off show in New Zealand. Everybody's getting a bit grumpy because they're just playing Auckland. Mount Sart Stadium. God, they can fit 40,000 people in there.
More.
So anyway, that's tickets. You know, I don't know when they're going to sell.
I think that what they're trying to do is they're trying to get you to register. So if you're a Pearl Jam fan club member, there was a way of getting tickets, but I don't think you can register for that anymore. But you can register through Ticketmaster for tickets. And what they're doing is notifying people next Thursday if you've been selected to go in kind of like a pre-sale to get tickets. And then there'll be a general sale, I think, after that. But this is Pearl Jam went on a huge battle with, I think it was Ticketmaster in the States at one point. They were annoyed at scalping, annoyed at how much tickets were costing, so they tried to do it on their own, and then they got blacklisted, I think, from a bunch of venues that Ticketmaster had exclusive rights to. I don't think I'm making this up, but anyway, they're still trying.
Hey, I make stuff up, Maddie. You too can.
Yeah. So they're always trying to stop scalping of tickets. So people, bots and things, buying bulk tickets and then reselling them for huge profit. So anyway, this is how they're attempting to do that. Ticketmaster has the tickets. They tend to do a lot of ticketing in Auckland. So check it out. November 4th, 8th?
I think
like
it's November 8th. I think it is a Friday night. Anyway, so that's coming up also in a couple of weeks, also up in Auckland, but at the Great Town Hall, which is a bit exciting, is Mr. Bungle, Mike Patton, Mr. Bungle with his crew, and Buzz Osborne with Melvin, so that's a little bit exciting.
And the night before, I'm going to Dinosaur Jr., and you don't want to go because you think they suck.
You are going to see. I didn't say they sucked, I just said, what I said was, is I will try and listen to them again to see if I like them. You know, I don't want you going to the gig on your own. You put on the record and I said, nope. So Maddie's going by and say, you'll be fine, Maddie.
I'm kind of looking forward to it, be honest.
There's that coming up. But when
I'll just leave you back at the hotel. See you in the morning.
Soaking in the hot tub.
See you in the morning.
I'm fine. I'm fine, Maddie. See you in the morning. Yeah. See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
So there's that coming up. And what has just played in Wellington and Auckland is a band called The Darkness. And you were in Abel Tasman, and I was like, Maddie, I'd really like to go and see The Darkness. It's not really my thing, but I think I could handle it. They'd be very entertaining. But anyway, they have just played as well on the Permission to Land tour. So that's been and gone.
Yeah.
But I just thought I'd mention it just because we were flicking through music videos last night. And
you believe in a thing called love, really?
Yes, come on. And that's the real famous one, is it? With the wah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
All right. Well, live music we've been talking about. So I'm going to play a live track now from ZZ Top, a track that appeared on the Tre Hombre album, which don't know when that came out. Might have been 70s-ish. I can't quite recall. But anyway, live track from them. And then we are going to also play the new Pearl Jam song, Dark Matter. So that will be up soon. I'm kind of excited. Hopefully I can get Pearl Jam tickets. Saw them before. They play for about 3 hours. They've got such a huge catalogue. I used to be a huge Pearl Jam fan, but half their set I didn't know the songs because they've got so many albums. I think I've heard this one before. Maria's just shaking her head. You'll be there, Maria.
I'll be there.
All right.
I'll be there. I've got to support the fam.
All right. Thanks to Beggs Music Works. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Here is ZZ Top.
Diesel sure left Chicago. And he's bound for New Orleans. Well, now Jesus done left Chicago, baby. And he's bound for New Orleans. Yeah. Working from morning to the Monday. Points in between. Took a jump down through Mississippi. Well, that mighty water turned white. Then he came right around a place called the Capitol Theater. You know it is. We'll be right back.
just the same. You may not see him in person, no, but Lord, he'll see you just the same. Talking about him now. Don't have to worry, he'll take care of business in his name.
Overlord, this is 46 and 2 with Maria and Matt on Fresh FM, Radio Southland, and Free FM. I really hope they play something I like.
Pearl Jam there, a song called Dark Matter, which I think is maybe the title track, you reckon?
Could be. It sounds like it's title track. Everything else this show has been, so yeah.
Look, I'm looking forward to seeing them with support from the Pixies too, which is pretty cool. The outro track to Fight Club, Pixies song, one of the best outro tracks on a movie ever, I think. Just fits so well. Anyway, if you haven't seen Fight Club, where have you been? It's about soap. You should watch it. That's all I'm going to say, Fight Club. And read the book, too. Anyway, this has been 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thanks to Beggs Music Works. Thank you so much for joining us this Friday evening. Still plenty of time to get down to Founders to do the old Food Truck Friday.
There's food going for a little bit and music going through till 8-ish, 8:30.
Yeah.
Free entry.
Boop. Yep. All right.
Okay, right. To wrap up today's edition of the 46 and 2 show, although this was never released as a single, this track by Alice in Chains, Rolling Stone's readers on the poll said it's one of the 10 saddest songs of all time. It was originally appeared on the band's 1994 extended play of Jar of Flies. So, of course, I'm talking about Alice in Chains, and the song I'm talking about is called Nutshell.
All right.
For your listening pleasure, to end today's edition of 46 and 2.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.